1061 The Corner, The Cave, it's Mumford & Sons, and we also heard Safe and Sound in there too from Capital Cities. It's Jeff Swetman in for Brad Savage on The Corner Breakfast Show, about this time each week, or every other week, I guess, right? Was when you come in, we do the Betty Show thing with Better World Betty, and you've got, well, is this a Halloween thing, or what do you have going on here with the vampires?
That's right. I thought it would be fun to talk about vampire loads. And okay. And Jeff, I'm going to be really put you on the spot and do a little quiz today.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So we're talking vampire loads and plug loads. So what do you think is the biggest, well, first of all, start in the office and then we'll go to the home. What is the biggest energy suck in the office, do you think?
Oh, geez. Well, here, it's hard to say.
Right, you got
a lot of electrical equipment. Computers, just
yes,
in general.
In desktops, 69% of plug loads are in the desktops. And depending on when, you know, in your office, when you purchase those, whether it was the early 90s, mid 90s, you know, they're getting more and more efficient. But still, those are tremendous. And then the close second. So the second question, what is a close second? We've got, what do you think? Peripherals like printers and copiers, fax machines, monitors, or miscellaneous?
Probably monitors.
You know, I thought so too.
On all the time.
But it's 9%. And then the peripherals, all this other stuff that we're plugging in, you know, printers and faxes. And then we've got the, you know, we keep adding electronics. So the plug loads are becoming significant. Actually, the New Building Institute says that, 50%, it's increasing by about 50%. I can't find my exact statistic, but it's significant. So in terms of energy, energy is a manageable expense. So the key, though, is to know, you know, what you've got plugged in. So the solutions are the following. Number one, software. You know, getting in there and changing your settings and looking in terms of like sleep modes and that kind of thing. Number two is hardware. So we're going to talk, the next quiz question is about a smart strip. but we can also use, I'm going to ask you about smart strips in a minute, but there's a cool new thing, energy conserving outlet. You can actually buy one that you can designate as your either home or office outlet for plugging things in overnight because we need to charge or, you know, if there needs to be updates and things like that.
Yeah.
But it actually goes off after 3 hours. So it's not going to drain that because what we're talking about when we talk about vampire loads and plug loads are whatever is plugged into the outlet, but vampire loads is even when it's off, it's still taking energy and still costing you money. And it's significant for offices and homes because we leave these things on overnight, on weekends, 24/7 sometimes.
Yep.
So the next quiz question is, what makes a smart strip smart, Jeff?
It has a lot of things that you can plug into it. I don't know. That's a bad
answer.
It has
its own brain and it crawls on the floor and turns off your lights for you because your kids forget to. No, it goes off when you're not using it automatically. So these smart strips have a main plug. So for all those, like a lot of people with their home stereo systems and things like that, they don't want to turn it off because it's a pain. It has a router or whatever.
Right.
So there's a main, these smart strips have a main plug in and then they have a leave on. So you can actually designate the plugs that leave on. But then the rest, when they're idle, when they're off use, not being used, they'll go off automatically and save you money. So they are smart and they're worth the money. And the last quiz question is, in terms of the vampire loads, what do you think is the biggest, again, vampire? Radio, which is so funny because radio's on my list. This is from 2005, so it's slightly outdated. But radio, LCD, computer, or plasma screen, or game console, what do you think is the biggest?
Plasma screen.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh. Overwhelmingly, plasma. And I know that they're now Energy Star labels, and they're more and more efficient.
Right.
But that's the big one. So the third solution, we talked about software, getting on your settings, use your Energy Star settings, and the fact that you know, you don't want to use screensavers anymore. The best option, it first of all goes idle, sleep, and standby. So you really want that to power down. We talked about hardware, smart strips, and outlets. The third is people. You know, we're human. We forget. We leave the lights on. So, you know, what they did, the Portland Energy Conservation did a study, and they showed like different things like signage, green teams, mm-hmm. and then competition, which brings us to the Better Business Challenge, reduced by anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Wow.
As far as the plug loads, because when it comes to plug loads, it is a matter of everybody just powering down mm-hmm. at night.
Yep.
Yeah. So what I recommend is meet as a family, meet as a staff, kind of identify what you do have plugged in, see if there's an opportunity for one of those solutions, and you're going to be saving money.
Very good. Yeah, we like that aspect as well. And let folks know about the Better Business Challenge, too, coming up.
Yep, we have kicked off, and we're in full swing. We've got 38 businesses, so we're really excited. New businesses this week, Vinegar Hill Cafe, Evolve Hair Salon, and University Montessori, and even the Mini Mart at 6th Street. So we're really excited.
Cool.
And next week, we have a Lunch and Learn on Thursday, our second one, and these are free if you register, and you can find out about this at SevilleBetterBiz.org. But we're going to be talking about a cool topic, Jeff. Professor Jared Harris is coming from the Darden School, and he's talking about what makes a business thrive in tough economic times.
Hmm.
And so it's called resilience, you know, building resilience into your operations.
Mm-hmm.
And really what the sustainability connection is in terms of the long-term viability of a business. So I think mm-hmm. it'll be very valuable. We're also having Rideshare come out, Lisa at Rideshare,
cool.
and talk about transportation, ways to reduce your transportation footprint. So it's 11 to 1, Thursday, October 24th.
Very good. And what's the website again for folks to check it out?
SevilleBetterBiz.org.
There you go. All right.
Happy Friday, Jeff.
The Betty Show. Better World Betty. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
and
Jeff.
And all this vampire talk. We'll save Monster Mash for a little closer to Halloween. I'm
okay.
still not ready
yeah,
for Halloween
exactly.
yet. But how about some Vampire Weekend? It's Holiday on 106.1 The Corner.